Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Guys One Ball. Just here reviewing the weekend's action with my buddy Rob Scully. Rob, how you doing? Oh, sorry.
Good, man.
There we go. Now we got him. Sorry about that.
I apologize about that. I didn't turn my microphone on. My bad. Hey, man, I'm good. What's going on?
Not much. How was your weekend?
Man, just crazy, you know, watching all this football action going on, watching Leicester lift the Premier League trophy. You know, I had to rub my eyes a couple of times because I still don't believe it. Crazy stuff, man.
Yeah, a lot of, not just Leicester, but a lot of leagues around the world crown their champions. We saw Bayern as well.
Absolutely.
Champions this weekend. PSV, much to the state of every other Dutch person in the Netherlands, took away the crown from Ajax on the last day. And I believe Benfica this week can win the trophy. But, yeah, a lot of stuff. And, you know, in Spain as well, we saw Atletico drop out of the title race. So it was a pretty good weekend.
Yeah, a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to start going back to, if you don't mind, actually, the Champions League.
I don't know.
We have the final. European. We have the final set now, a rematch of 2014, was it? Yeah, 2014.
Yep.
What did you think about the second legs for each game?
Well, I guess I'll start off with Tuesday with Atleti and Bayern. You know, that kind of played out. Kind of how, you know, we previewed the game before, and it kind of played out like we saw, you know, Atleti going out to frustrate Bayern, you know, kind of, you know, crazy stuff going on there. And I mean, I'm not shocked that Atleti went through because, you know, after they took the 1-0 lead into Bayern, I kind of figured that's what would happen. It's just still amazes me that Atleti is going to their second final in 3 years. It kind of amazed me, just like it was Liverpool about 10 years ago when they went to two finals in 3 years. It's just one of those crazy things going on. They just have that perfect chemistry going on.
Yeah, they do. It's incredible. And I think, I don't know, my confidence in them is kind of whatever, because I don't know if they have a complex against Real Madrid since they're the bigger rival, but if they play anywhere near as well as they have been playing the rest of the Champions League, they have to be the favorites. I mean, Real Madrid hasn't, besides the league games, they haven't faced anybody like that in the Champions League. But they do know each other really well, and I think Real Madrid knows, and their players know that in order to win that, they will have to play at another level than they've played pretty much the whole year. And then Zidane, you know, he's been resting a lot of his key guys going forward to that. So I think, I don't know, do you think you see another kind of a low, you know, with the exception when it went into extra time, of course, but do you
right.
see another low-scoring game like the previous final when they met? Or what do you
expect? Absolutely. A couple things. One is, even though Atleti did lose at the weekend to a relegation, I don't know if Levante's already been relegated or they're in a relegation battle, but
yeah,
they're definitely there. Even though they lost that, which would, you know, maybe point to maybe they're losing form a little bit, Diego Simeone's going to have his team firing on all cylinders. Real Madrid is not firing on all cylinders. The fact that they're even in the final, I think, just is a huge credit to what Zidane's done. So, I honestly don't see it being high scoring. I think Atleti's going to win just right now, unless there's some major injury or something like that. I do think Atleti's going to win. I don't know, man. I can't see anything but a low scoring, like 1-0 game. I think this time they do not let Sergio Ramos score in the 94th minute to draw level. I just don't see it happening. I mean, what do you see? I mean, you watch this week in, week out. What do you see?
I think, you know, that kind of their loss on the weekend, I mean, it's kind of baffling. They lost to the worst team in the league, 2-1.
Okay.
But, I don't know. I just, if they play like they, it depends what team, you know, shows up. But honestly, with them now, the only chance of winning a title being the Champions League, which is kind of weird to say, but there's, you know, going to be even more pressure. And I'm pretty sure the maniacs in the dugout is going to be, you know, making their next few training sessions a lot more difficult and get them ready for that, because I guarantee, you know, there's going to be at least an injury or two. There's going to be a few red cards. So it's, I think you'll have them ready, like you said. I don't think we'll see that team that we saw this weekend lose to Levante. So, I think I see like a 1-0 maybe. I don't know. Maybe like it would be pretty funny if Torres scores again, because he seems to score against Real Madrid and Barcelona.
Yeah,
but,
he does.
Yeah, I think a 1-0 or something. By the way, what's going on with Torres? Why is he just back home? Why is he playing like that?
Yeah. I don't know. Man, your guess is as good as mine.
It's not the flashy stuff of back in the day when he was in Anfield.
No.
It's still just as effective, but it's just it's incredible. I've never seen a player come back from such a horrible, you know, few years in form to what he's doing now. So.
Well, if I'm going to make a guess, and this is just an educated guess, I mean, you know, you and I, we watch a lot of sports, you know, different sports. If I had to make an educated guess, what you saw with the Torres, you know, at Anfield and the first time when he was with Atleti, is that he used his pace to great effect. He would find space and he could run in behind the defender. Now he can't really run in behind the defender. So what he's doing now is he's playing within himself. He goes into spaces, in fact, in front of defenders now, where he tries to link up play. And a lot of times now what's happening is with Griezmann draws defenders into him, which allows Torres, in finding that space in front of the defenders, to run, you know, right around them in between center backs, which he then is able to find and score. You know, I mean, he never really – I don't want to say he lost his scoring touch. He did look bad with Chelsea at times in front of the net, but – when you know how to put the ball in the back of the net and you're in a comfortable place, you know, that kind of stuff just becomes second nature again, I guess. And I think he's playing within himself. I don't think he's trying to do too much, where maybe he was trying to justify a £50 million price tag when Chelsea bought him. Maybe he was trying to be, you know, the next Messi or something like that. Now he's just playing within himself, and I don't know. That's my guess. I mean, I couldn't – again, you watch a lot more La Liga than I do. I think you would have a better grip of what he's doing. I mean, I've only seen just a few matches in La Liga and what I've seen in the Champions League, and that's what I've viewed. But, I mean, what are you seeing, you know, when it comes to Torres?
Well, he seems to be that kind of the second striker, which nowadays is – I don't know. I don't want to say lost art because that's cliche, but – you don't really see that support striker as prominent as he used to. And he has a great partner. Him and Griezmann seem to get along really well. And he doesn't have that first explosive kind of like burst anymore, but he is really smart. I mean, he's been playing for forever. And I think Simeone, you know, an ex-teammate, knows exactly how to use him and what his strengths and weaknesses are. So I'm really astounded at how freaking clinical and how amazing he's just been playing this whole season. And then going on to the Europa League, if you don't have anything else to talk about for that, but seems Liverpool spoiled another all-Spanish final and got in there over Villarreal. What did you think about that game?
Well, I mean, I'm not shocked. I mean, we all know how big of a Liverpool supporter I am, and I have no problem admitting my bias towards Liverpool. That being said, Spanish teams know how to get results. So the fact that Liverpool were able to beat Villarreal, even though it was at Anfield, to beat Villarreal and knock them out of the competition coming from a 1-0 deficit, it's a big deal. I think it just shows the quality that Liverpool does have. You know, and the other thing is Liverpool is not fully healthy. They were able to get Emre Can back. I do not think that they win that game. Or I should say, I don't think they advance if Emre Can's not there. I mean, that's how big of a player he is for us. But, you know, it's a great result. They're going to play Sevilla. You know, Sevilla came through against Shakhtar. third straight year that they're in the final for some reason.
That's crazy.
Yeah, some reason they just they know how to win this competition. You were telling me before, you know, off the air, how this Sevilla just can't get it done in La Liga, but when it comes to this competition, they win whenever they need to, and you know that has me worried because La Liga is the best league in the world, hands down, by far it is the best league in the world. So I am a little worried about that.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Yeah, no, they're just a completely different team in that tournament. A lot more comfortable for some reason than La Liga. But touching back on that Villarreal game, I don't know if you saw the Marcelino was kind of pissed because Mr. Klopp was celebrating then I remember the first leg.
Yeah,
the first leg when when they scored later on. I mean, but I thought that was kind of funny that he was giving slack for that, but.
I know that. Yeah, I thought it was big hypocrisy because he ran onto the pitch when Adrian Lopez scored, and then when Daniel Sturridge gave Liverpool the lead at 2-0 and 2-1 on the overall aggregate, Klopp, you know, he does what he always does. He does a little fist pump, but like it's over exaggerated fist pump, and it's always in front of the opposition bench, which is funny. And he obviously does that to get into their head. But hey, you can't complain about that. Come on.
Yeah, that's kind of frivolous. Just excited to see both finals. I believe that one is, May 23rd or May 18th? So that
May
one's coming
18th.
Up in a few Wednesdays. May 18th.
A week. Yeah, a week from this Wednesday.
Okay, cool. So we can possibly have either five Spanish teams next year, or it works the same way for England, right? It could be five English teams.
We're either going to have five Spanish or five English teams. Which
That was the first year this year that we had five from the same country, I think, ever or in a while. I don't remember. But
in the group stage, first time ever.
First time ever.
But in just overall competition, the first time since 2005, 2006. So 10 years because England had it 10 years ago. When Liverpool beat AC Milan.
Oh, yeah.
But Everton didn't qualify because Villarreal knocked them out in the qualifying stage.
Gotcha. Okay. That's incredible. Speaking of, you know, some of the English teams, we saw Leicester finally raise the crown and got to see Wes Morgan and Mr. Ranieri celebrating and among others. And just kind of a fitting way for them to end their not this season, there's still a game left, but you know, they're scoring and everything, and I don't know what's really left to say about that team, but it was just kind of crazy to see it on TV.
Yeah, absolutely. I still can't believe it. I don't know. It has to be a video game. It just has to be a video game. I don't know.
Yeah, and then I'm seeing reports that they have that they're looking to spend like at least $40 million on some new signings. But I'm wondering if you know they already have in mind, you know, re-signing some of these players that are getting calls from other teams, and perhaps maybe a wage increase or something will help them stick around a little bit longer. He has asked all his players, hey, you know, give me just one more season, and then you guys can, you know, go to your other clubs, but it'll be interesting to see. I mean, it's going to start right away, really, as soon as the Intercontinental Cup friendly and all of that. Really, you're going to start seeing their names day in and day out, basically, on the transfer. So, I'm kind of want to see where everyone's going to go. I think the one player that isn't staying for sure is probably the one that you've mentioned a lot, Conte. I really think that somebody is going to sign him because his position is not one that, you know, there's a lot of players out there that fill that exact position. And I'm not trying to diminish, you know, Mahrez or Vardy, but it's very hard to find a player with Conte's quality. I think he might be the one for sure that leaves the season.
No, absolutely. I mean, Conte has been just as important as Vardy and Mahrez. He doesn't get the same press necessarily. I mean, he does get a lot of press, and thankfully he is getting the recognition he deserves. But, you know, Conte, you know, someone like Arsenal should pay up to like 30, 35 million pounds for Conte. That's just how immense he's been for Leicester, and that's how immense he could be for Arsenal, the way that Wenger likes to play. You know, and Arsenal is just the team that came off the top of my head. I'm sure a lot of top clubs are going to be looking at Conte moving forward. But as far as Leicester, I hope they spend more than 40 million pounds, and I'm not even talking about re-signing guys. That should be a whole separate budget. But if they want to be successful in the Champions League as well as defend their crown in the league, yeah, absolutely.
Sure. Okay. Speaking of Arsenal and some of the other teams, you know, we saw Pellegrini's last home game. I saw an interesting video. I didn't know that after the game, you know, it was kind of his sending off, and you know, I want to say 75-80% of the stadium had already emptied out before he even got to say anything. And you know, for for a team that just recently came into the limelight for silverware, it was just it was kind of weird to see. And I think the timing of announcing, I think, Pep Guardiola coming over was pretty horrible because, you know, of course there's always rumors, but to confirm it during the season just kind of, I think it caused a lot more problems. But that one ended 2-2. It was a great game. I don't know if you got to see it. I was watching just a little bit of it because also watching all those Bundesliga games that were on. But it's just, you know, not even trying to go back to Leicester, but, you know, the odds-on favorites for this season were, I think, those two teams, Arsenal or City, to win the league. So kind of crazy that they didn't even finish in the top two. It'll be interesting to see what City's going to do next year now that they have a new manager. Can Pep come in right away and, you know, win another trophy for them? Another league, because they won the trophy. But and then Arsenal, is Arsenal going to still be around after the summer and whatnot? A lot of luck going on. Scott, I've heard, and Alexis, and the other players. So it's seeming like now that more than ever that, you know, his days are probably behind him at Arsenal. So I'm kind of just waiting at any moment to hear that he's decided to leave the club. But I'm sure you saw the Liverpool match. I actually saw probably more of that match than the other ones. Beautiful goal by Firmino there at the end, huh?
Professional performance. For me, there's not a whole lot to talk about because you know, they're going to be giving the kids a lot of run out these next two games. Because Wednesday they play Chelsea, mm-hmm. and then finally on Sunday they got West Brom. But it was a good 2-0 win. If Liverpool went out, they pretty much guarantee themselves a Europa League place. If Man United beat Crystal Palace. But, you know.
Yeah.
Do
you have any early predictions for top four next year, or who do you think will be up there competing for the title?
For what?
For Premier League, you know, I wanted to do a kind of like too early of who's going to be up there challenging for it. Just a few
for
teams you think off the top of your head. Yeah.
You know, I really do like what Klopp's doing with Liverpool. You know, and a lot has to do with signings. So if anything, I'm just assuming each club gets who they want and what they want, even if it's the same player. I think Liverpool will be up there. Obviously, Arsenal will still be up there. I think City will be the favorites. I think Pep Guardiola has that pedigree about him. Everywhere he goes, he just makes them that much better. And the way they play football, they play that much better. Trying to think, I think Chelsea will be back. I think they were the prohibitive favorites this year, and they're going to finish in no higher than ninth place, which just goes to show how much they fell off. I do think United will be back there. It doesn't matter who their manager is. I think United are really starting to turn a corner. I think Anthony Martial is going to probably be the best striker in English football. Give it a year or two. I think he will be. He's got that talent about him. So if I had to pick one, I'd say Man City. And second, I would go Liverpool, just because I think Klopp's really going to he's gonna really going to have a squad to choose from next year. I don't think he's going to have the injuries that he had this year. But I would go Man City 1, Liverpool 2 at this point. Yeah. And don't forget Tottenham. I think Tottenham's going to be up there too. What are you looking at?
Yeah. I think, to be honest, I think the co-favorites will probably be Spurs and City.
Okay.
And then I don't think Chelsea will. Well, the thing is, they are kind of more focused on the league since they're not competing. They're only going to be competing in that FA Cup, and so maybe that will help them. But I do kind of see more Liverpool or even It's too early to say, but you know them Leicester competing in Champions League and everything else. I think it's gonna affect them really early on. So I think early on they'll struggle, but towards the end they might regain some of that form that we saw this season. But I think it's it's gonna continue where some of these newer teams recently. You know, not in the league, but just competing for the title. I think that'll, we'll still see more of that. And some of the older powers, will still kind of, I think, find a way to still struggle to keep up pace throughout the season. But it's crazy because there's, over the years, we're so used to just United and Chelsea and every year. So it's just crazy to see that there's no real,
there's a
favorite, but. I mean,
there's
there's a lot of it's very hard to predict. And then kind of ending with La Liga, we're wrapping up here. We got 6 minutes, but
okay.
Atletico dropped out. So next week, it was crazy because Torres scored in the second or third minute. And it's against Levante, so it's like, okay, they're already relegated. I mean, what are they going to do? But 2-1, and they lost in the 93rd minute thanks to a Rossi goal, Mr. New Jersey. But and we saw Barcelona. I really thought that game was going to be a lot more grinded out in terms of goals, not just the flow of the game, because there was just fouls back and forth. It was funny seeing before the game, the Espanol goalkeeper, he said that he wanted to ruin the title for Barcelona and stuff. So he got five.
Didn't work out.
Past him. So those statements seem to never work out in any sport. And I think the only very rare, Rashid Wallace made one, and Mark Messier. I can't really think of too many others that have worked out well when you're guaranteeing something. But
yeah, go name it.
There you go. But 5-0. I think the Blue Forest has now 37 goals in all competitions or in the league. Excuse me.
In the league.
And now Barcelona go. That was really the hardest game left. Now they go to Granada next week, and Granada won 4-1 against Sevilla. So they're safe. They're not going to get relegated, which makes a huge difference.
They don't have to go all out
over there. So, and then Real Madrid, thanks to some good officiating, they beat Valencia 3-2 and. They have a chance to win the title as well, 1 point back. So they'll need Barcelona to either lose or draw and for them to win. And then they play against another team that played pretty well this weekend, Deportivo La Coruña. So I believe that weekend, all the games are on at the same time again. So I'm probably going to be watching at home because I want to see more than one. But, it's going to be – I think Barcelona scores 2 goals. I think it's done. So I'm kind of interested to see what Granada is going to do. Are they really going to come out to play? Are they just going to send out some of the reserves, or do they have favorites? Somebody they want to, would rather win. But honestly, they don't. For me, to them, it just doesn't really matter. So hopefully, Barcelona can keep playing the way they are, and they can win out and get a title. So
I think you just for Barcelona, I think they just need Suarez because he's. Last 3 games, he scored 11 goals. So basically, they just need him to be on form. If he's on form, Messi's going to be on form. Neymar's going to be on form. If Suarez is on form, there's no way there's no way that Suarez by himself doesn't score more than Granada. So I think you guys will be all right.
Yeah.
I don't want to jinx it. That's just what I, as a Liverpool supporter, I don't want to jinx it because I don't want to get blamed later on. Yeah.
You're not going to get blamed for it. But, no, it'll be you know, it's Barcelona fans now are, you know, kind of not over the Champions League exit, but knowing that, you know, we could potentially win two titles this season. I'm very excited for that. So,
yeah.
And the rest has helped. You can tell. You can tell the players aren't as fatigued. And that's something that the board is, or you know, the board is, you know, gets criticized, and they need more depth because these players, you know, were. It's hard to bench some of these players, but you need to do it because you could tell later on when you're playing, you know, some of these big teams, it's hard to break down. You need that extra kind of gear, and if you're fatigued, you can't do it. So, you know, rumors of Kevin Caminito, which is Sevilla's leading striker. Nolito, who you've heard for a while. There's
Ben
even
Arfa.
Rumors of bringing Pedro back. So, it'll
Ben
be
Arfa too.
They definitely Ben Arfa. Yeah, I actually saw that the board denied it, but who knows? Maybe they just want to keep that under wraps. But
really?
Yeah.
The Nice owner said that negotiations had already been underway, and that if Ben Arfa wanted to join. Like if it was him, he would join because he leaves on a free. So the Nice owner is not going to get any money from it. It was just that's what he said. That's what I read. If that's true, man, that's just crazy. And that's obviously just for depth. He's not going to start. So.
but yeah, here wrapping up the show. Did you have any nominations for Cunt of the Week?
I do. The Leicester City trophy presentation. I don't know. How much of it that you actually watch, but I pretty much watched the whole thing. And at the end there, they're walking the trophy around the field, and almost the entire field, the ties, the owner is Ty Lindy's or whatever, a Ty. Anyways, his son was carrying the trophy almost the entire field. He wouldn't give it up, and he just carried it and celebrating in front of the fans the entire field. The fans don't care about you. No one cares about you. This is about the players. And the coaches, they should be the ones to carry that trophy. And I don't know, just really rubbed me the wrong way because it was such a special moment. And the fact that that man was carrying it. And not to mention, they also had someone carrying, like, a painting of someone on the field behind them, which was very odd. But anyway, very odd.
Okay.
Look it up. It's very, very funny stuff. But, that is my nomination.
Okay. Well, I don't really have one just kind of the city one, but that's it for us this week, guys. We'll do another pod after the leagues wrap up, but just wanted to say thanks, and you know, make sure you're watching the Barcelona Real Madrid games this week, because it's literally coming down to the last game, so it'll be fun to watch. And then Benfica can also wrap up their title. And then as we get, you know, kind of ready for a few cup finals, Europa League final, the Copa del Rey final, how do you say it? The Polka, one.
Deutsche Pokal, the FA Cup, we have the Champions League final. You know, we're going to try to do a lot of live shows during those finals so that either you can join us at Harp and Kelt, talk with us, or, you know, call in because we really want to talk to you guys.
Yep. But that's it for us this week, guys. But thanks for listening, and we'll catch you real soon.
Absolutely. Take it easy.
Bye.